Right, you are tuning to your power station. It is Energy 100 FM. A very good day to you, and thank you so much for tuning in wherever it is that you're finding yourself right now. I go by the name of Nashawn, and of course, as usual, when you hear my voice, I'm usually joined in the studio by somebody. He is the editor of The Economist, Mr. Daniel Steinman. Good day to you, and thank you so much for being here.
Hello, Nashawn. The pleasure is all mine.
How are you doing today?
Very well.
All right. You are the editor of The Economist. Tell us about yourself and, of course, the work that you do on a daily basis.
Now, Sean, I started working at The Economist about 30 years ago. And it was then a very small, very insignificant weekly newspaper. And so I, as an economics expert, basically yes. grew together with The Economist. We grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so today I'm the editor. As you know, The Economist has been digital for the last 4.5 years, since the end of 2016. And I'm very fond of saying that if I knew then what I know now, I would have gone digital 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
But what we need is, it all depended on Facebook. And you may ask me, well, what about Facebook? We are highly regarded as a publication, and I am hopefully fairly regarded as an economic analyst or an economic commentator, because people know that I understand the issues. You can also see it from my CV that I, on an academic level, I often help students, and I am both journalism students and economic students. So it's on the technical side of the discipline, knowing what we're talking about, but also on the journalistic side, being able to convey that knowledge that we have to a wider audience. And one of the things that I've learned over many years is that it's very important that I make this knowledge accessible on a very popular level. You know, we don't want to bore people with academic lectures.
Yes.
We want to point out what are the important issues and what in economics affect them and why do they need to take note of what we're saying and what we're writing about. So that's me. It's very weird that you asked this question. but it's sometimes it's uncomfortable to talk about oneself. You know, and you promised me we're not going to do it again.
We're not going to do it again. We're not going to do it again.
Now, only this first time.
Yes, only
after
this
that,
first time.
We will focus on the topics.
Yes.
And I promise you guys, the topics will be easy to listen to.
Yeah.
Will be digestible. And they will be important. You will want to know why you have to pay your tax.
All right, awesome stuff. Before we actually, I wanted to ask a question about the types of stories that you share within the Economist. But of course, I think for most part of things, it might seem a little bit obvious. But of course, we are going to get into that a little bit later on. You did mention that some may actually see you as an economic analyst or a commentator. What qualifies you as an individual to be able to give this insights or commentary on the economy?
I've been studying economics for the past 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, and I've made a point of it to get myself really on top of the technical side of the discipline. So when we were still a paper publication, newspaper, we were very lucky if we talked about 35,000 people a week casting an eye on The Economist.
Yeah.
But this is very difficult to verify because everybody in the paper industry knows that once that newspaper leaves the shelf in the shop, you've got no idea where it goes.
Yes.
Some goes to an MD's office,
which
is read by only himself and maybe his secretary. Some goes to schools where it's read by the economic students, maybe 20 or 30 young people. Some goes to the doctor's reception where it's read by 50 or 60 or 70 people in the week. You don't really know. You guesstimate.
Yes.
And then some of them are used to clean windows and some of them are used to wrap cups. So this is part and parcel of the paper industry.
Yeah.
Now that we are in the digital industry, it's mm-hmm. an entirely different ball game.
Mm.
It's very accurate.
Mm.
It's very up to date.
Yes.
It's very analytical. If yes. you look at your audience, the analytics and the statistics,
mm-hmm.
you're not guessing like in the past. Where did all those newspapers go? Who saw them?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps how many people did we reach in a particular week?
Yeah.
Now we know exactly, right up to last night, midnight.
Yes.
We know exactly who was there.
Mm.
We've got 5 criteria through Google Analytics that
okay.
tells us a little bit about gender, income,
yes.
education, locality, this sort of thing.
Yeah.
So interests. We've got a very, very, very good, and by very good, I say 98% accurate idea of who read The Economist. Not last year.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Last night. Thanks
yes.
to, of course, technology. We got to be moving with the times.
Yeah,
we got to be moving with the times. All right. We are talking to the editor of The Economist, Mr. Daniel Steinmann. And, of course, these conversations that we are going to be having, or conversations that you're going to be hearing every now and then, are conversations that obviously matter to you, things that you need to know about the economy and the markets and et cetera, et cetera. So quickly, we're going to have to go for a break. And then when we return, we'll get into a little bit more details of course, what you can expect in the future as well. Keep it locked.